Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. Midterm elections are a couple months away now, and we'll have continuing coverage for you leading right up to the elections here on News 88.7. Latino voters are often treated as a single political bloc, particularly when it comes to immigration. But longtime Latino vote analyst Mike Madrid believes that's a fundamental misunderstanding. Madrid said Latino voters are increasingly making political decisions based on economics, not ethnicity or party loyalty. And said one of the biggest misconceptions about Latino voters is that immigration is a top political concern.
It is not a voting group that is motivated by a lot of what we see on social media and our TVs, which is, you know, sort of the ICE raids and the crackdowns. That doesn't mean it's not important. Don't want to suggest that at all. But in the list of prioritization, it has never been a top five issue.
Madrid says Latino voters don't fit neatly into traditional political categories. He describes them as increasingly independent, with voters willing to move between Republicans and Democrats or split their tickets. Houston rents are in the second lowest among Americans' 10 largest cities. But as our Tom Perumian reports, that does not mean they're more affordable.
According to a Kinder Institute study, Houston ranks second in the nation among cost-burdened renters. Stephen Sherman is an associate director of research at Kinder Institute. He explains.
So I think it's important to think about the housing affordability crisis as not just something about housing affordability, but about the cost of living and also what people's wages are, what they're taking home with their paychecks.
Sherman says the problem is not between renters and landlords, but between employees and employers and the need for wages to keep up with inflation. I'm Tom Perumian, News 88.7.
Researchers from the University of Houston and Rice University have been awarded a nearly $3 million grant from the U.S. Department of Energy to build a better magnet. Here's that story from Michael Atkinson.
Magnets are in everything, from phones and headphones to electric cars and air conditioning systems. For the past several decades, one magnet has more or less dominated the market. It's called a neodymium iron boride magnet, and it's the strongest magnet on the market. But it needs rare earth materials, which are mostly found overseas, like in China. As a result, the Trump administration has been pushing to find alternative solutions. Now, the UH and Rice research team will use artificial intelligence to find what could be a better magnet.
What we're effectively doing is trying to bake a cake without a recipe.
Jacoa Burgach is a UH professor leading the team.
Historically, it's been a lot of trial and error, but now we're thinking we can use AI to guide what type of starting components we need.
Burgach says a stronger magnet could reshape American supply chains. I'm Michael Atkinson, News 88.7.
79 degrees here on the UH campus, 40%.